sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, at Choral Evensong on the third Sunday of Easter, April 14th, 2024, entitled More Than Conquerors. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton Podcasts on the web, or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, Google, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser Podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher.
And the Spirit said to everyone who conquers, I will give permission to eat from the tree of life. Israel was not chosen by God for any of the reasons one might expect. God's people Israel were not more numerous or more powerful than other nations. Deuteronomy explains that it was because God loved Israel. God made a covenant with this nation, and the Hebrew scripture tells the tale of God's faithfulness and the very difficult time Israel seemed to have to stay on track. And I suppose it's our human nature to wonder why. Why Israel? The answers we'll find in Scripture may seem insufficient. While there's certainly no evidence that the Jewish people were in any way better than anyone else, what we do know is that God would keep his covenant with them and that salvation for the whole world would come to the earth through this seemingly insignificant nation. The Christian Testament affirms this salvation through Jesus, descendant of Abraham, to whom the promise was first made. Jesus was born, of course, in the line of the house of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, they cried. The one proclaimed for centuries by prophets would explain to one of their own that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Everyone who believes. There's no exclusion in God's will for the world. If our human sensibilities cause us to question God's favor, perhaps we only need to remember that God's will is to bless all people. He chose to bring that about through his people, Israel. In this Easter season, we should continue to marvel at the miracle of resurrection. In power, God raised the executed Jesus to life. The ultimate power of sin and death is no more. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ shall all be made to live. For those who believe in the Son, a safe place has been prepared in eternity. That's not to say that living in the post-resurrection world is all sunshine and roses. In fact, there's good reason to believe that living as people of faith could very well become more of a challenge before it gets less. And I think it might be a good opportunity for us to remind ourselves that we can't forget that Christians are persecuted all over the world. I think we miss the privilege that is ours for the moment. We're altogether accustomed to worshiping how, when, and where we wish. Some even consider that to be a very basic right. And we take all of that very much for granted. Because it's not like that in a lot of the rest of the world. While we seem annoyed that the church is a bit cooler than it usually is, or, heaven forbid, a bit warmer, that the liturgy today isn't the style we prefer, that one of the hymns isn't our favorite, that the sermon, being a few minutes longer than usual, is going to eat into our mealtime, perhaps we could remember just how very fortunate we are. On the other side of the world, people are beaten and murdered in the streets or in their own homes for their political views. They're killed for the faith they profess or are even suspected to confess. The book of the Revelation to John was written in the context of the persecuted early church, the extent of which left its author little choice but to look to the future realization of God's reign. These are the words of the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega, says John. I know your affliction. Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Beware, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison so that you may be tested. Be faithful until death. To everyone who conquers, I will give permission to eat from the tree of life that is in the paradise of God. Because of the resurrection, we are more than conquerors. May we be mindful and thankful just how much we are blessed, that the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, waits in paradise for all who look to the Son, our pattern and our hope.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@ChristChurchCathedral.com or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.